It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. 2012 was a year of slow economic recovery. And this morning, we're getting a final look at the jobs picture for the year. The government will release its December unemployment report. Economists expect the jobless rate will have stayed about the same at 7.7%. The report is due out later this morning, and here to give us a preview is NPR's Yuki Noguchi. Yuki, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So it sounds like economists feel like December was no better, no worse. Was there really no change in the final month of the year?
Not a whole lot of top-line changes. I mean, we're looking at about 150,000 new jobs expected, and that is in line with what we've seen for like 2 years. But there are a few unusual things that we could see in this report. Private payroll reports indicate we could see a bounce in construction jobs because there's a lot of repair and rebuild work to be done after Superstorm Sandy. We'll also watch to see if the anticipation of the fiscal cliff made businesses jittery about hiring.
So the fiscal cliff, certainly the headline that we were talking about in December was all this fear. Businesses were scared of big tax hikes, spending cuts. Congress sort of solved some of those problems, put some off. What are businesses saying at the moment?
Business leaders are not impressed with what they see coming out of Washington, for sure. I mean, there was a deal, yes, but as you mentioned, it's a limited one. Congress put off a lot of the tough decisions in terms of what things to cut from spending to curb the deficit. And most economists don't think this limited deal is going to make much of a difference. Remember, the numbers that come out today, later this morning, are from before the fiscal cliff deal passed, and so it's more of a measure of what they anticipated. Here's what Moody's economist Mark Zandi had to say about a payroll survey out yesterday.
I think the most important fundamental point is that the fiscal cliff debate, the brinkmanship over that, and the uncertainty that was created by the fiscal cliff has not seemed to have done any significant damage to the job market.
So in other words, the labor market seems to be resilient, but it's, of course, not adding jobs in large enough numbers to get huge numbers of people back to work.
Congress did not deal with the question of raising the debt ceiling or not. And it sounds like a lot of people remain fearful of what exactly Congress is going to do in the coming weeks. How could that affect the economy?
Well, it could affect it in the sense that, like, I've been, for example, watching the housing market closely, which had been a drag on the economy in recent years, but now things are starting to look up. And I spoke to a mortgage lender this week. He worries that Congress will keep toying with the full faith and credit of the U.S. debt, and at some point, repeating these kinds of debates could prompt investors to pull out of Treasury bonds, and that would raise interest rates for everyone.
Everyone, you're saying, I mean, homeowners, other people trying to buy cars, I mean, they would all feel the effect of that.
Right. Treasury bonds are a benchmark for interest rates for home loans, car loans, business loans. And if those rates go up, it could definitely hamper business growth, or at least that's the fear. On the other hand, David, businesses hire if there's demand for what they sell. And right now, in a lot of sectors, including housing and financial and professional services, business is growing and they are hiring. Not a lot, but enough to bring the jobless rate down slowly.
So round out 2012 for us, if you can, Yuki. I mean, what kind of year was it like overall in terms of the job market?
Well, we started last year, 2012, with an 8.3% unemployment rate, and it's now at 7.7%. For 2 years now, as we've discussed, you know, we've been stuck at this 150,000 jobs a month number, and that is expected to continue. One of the key things we will watch is whether more people start looking for work again. A lot of people have left the workforce in recent years, and a stronger economy could bring those people back.
And what does history tell us? As the economy picks up, will these people who weren't even looking for work anymore, will they come back pretty quickly?
Well, we don't really know who these people are definitively, but estimates are that about a third of them are retiring seniors. So those people will not likely come back. Some went to school. There are a large number of people who are in disability insurance. And of course, millions of people who just don't see it worth their while to be looking for a job right now. So whether these people will find jobs that match their skill levels is sort of the critical concern, not just for this year, but for years to come.
Yuki Noguchi will be watching this report as it comes out later today. That's the December jobs report that we're expecting later on. NPR's Yuki Noguchi, thanks so much.
Thank you.